Charges filed in the parade shooting. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The man police say opened fire on the Independence Day parade in Highland Park, Illinois, Monday. Now charged with murder.
These seven counts of first-degree murder will lead to a mandatory life sentence should he be convicted, without the possibility of parole.
It's Lee County, Illinois Prosecutor Eric Reinhardt. The Sheriff's Department says the suspect bought five guns legally, despite police being called to his home twice in 2019 for threats of violence.
Police say two incidents where the suspect, Robert Cremo III, sought to hurt himself or others are informing their investigation. Following a suicide attempt in April 2019, Lake County Major Crimes Task Force spokesman Chris Covelli said there was a threat 5 months later.
A family member reported that Cremo said he was going to kill everyone, and Cremo had a collection of knives. The police responded to his residence. The police removed 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword from Cremo's home.
Police did not arrest him because no complaints were signed against him.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Vice President Kamala Harris visited Highland Park on Tuesday, again calling for a ban on assault weapons. The Transportation Security Administration says they screened about 11 million air travelers over the long holiday weekend. FlightAware.com says more than 25,000 flights were delayed in the U.S., but Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says
the good news is this last travel weekend went better than Memorial Day did in terms of delay and cancellations. We saw an improvement to the tune of about 10%.
Secretary Buttigieg on Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto. Political troubles for Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Two of his cabinet secretaries resigned Tuesday, saying they've lost confidence in Johnson's leadership. Wall Street mixed Tuesday. The Dow lost 129 points. NASDAQ gained 194. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
A judge in Mississippi has rejected a request by the state's only abortion clinic to temporarily block a state law to ban most abortions. Florida's new 15-week abortion ban was blocked Tuesday but quickly reinstated by an appeals court judge. In Louisiana, the state's attorney general asking the state Supreme Court to allow the enforcement of a state law banning most abortions. President Biden awarded four Vietnam veterans the Medal of Honor on Tuesday.
More than 50 years have passed. 50 years. Since the jungles of Vietnam, where as young men, these soldiers first proved their mettle. But time has not diminished their astonishing bravery, their selflessness in putting the lives of others ahead of their own, and the gratitude that we as a nation owe them.
Specialist Dennis Fudgy, Specialist 5 Dwight Birdwell, and Major John Duffy were at the White House for the ceremony. Staff Sergeant Edward Canashiro's medal was awarded posthumously. Several counties in Texas considering declaring that they are being invaded.
Whether this is a real attempt to use the Constitution to change immigration enforcement policy or whether it's more a publicity stunt is open to question. But officials say, quote, unprecedented challenges on the U.S. southern border are demanding unprecedented actions for the safety of citizens all across Texas. So they're invoking Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, which says in regard to all states that the United States, quote, shall protect each of them against invasion. And that's exactly what the Texas counties say they are facing, an invasion by illegal immigrants flooding across the southern border.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. As the Russian invasion of Ukraine continues, the governor of Donetsk has urged the 350,000 people living there to evacuate as Russian forces take control of the neighboring Luhansk province. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.